Well, I'm standing next to the CEO of First National Bank, Mr. Michael Jordaan. It's a historic moment here for South Africa, a partnership between First National Bank and PayPal. Michael, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very excited. We really think this is a profound moment for e-commerce in South Africa.
What does it actually mean? In a nutshell, what does it mean?
Well, it means that customers can now shop online all over the world without having to disclose any of their financial details. But more importantly, it opens up the world of global e-commerce for South African merchants. Those are e-tailers who want to sell their goods and services to a global audience. Up till now, it was very difficult to actually accept international payments, but with PayPal, we're making it easy and inexpensive.
So give us a scenario. I've got a First National Bank account, which I do, and I want to buy something from someone on eBay. How do I go about it? Do I got to transfer the money into my eBay account, and then what do you do from there?
What you effectively do is you top up your PayPal account using your FNB account, and you can do this once you're an online banker, and it's quite a simple menu. And then you go ahead and you shop on eBay or in any other place. In fact, the PayPal service is offered in over 190 countries in this world. You don't have to disclose your financial details, and there are even some things that make life easier for you. For example, if you don't get the goods that you ordered online.
Okay, so it's a very safe and secure environment to transact with other people overseas. And I imagine this would open a whole path out for entrepreneurs as well, people wanting to get into small businesses.
Indeed, probably the most exciting part of it is not just the online shopping in the rest of the world, because arguably one could have done that with a credit card before, but it really is for South African businesses who want to sell to the global marketplace. In other words, they can now set up a small business and suddenly sell to 190 countries in the world, and that is the thing that I think entrepreneurs in South Africa should be excited about.
Now, I spoke about this on Twitter this morning, and a lot of people told me to ask you if they had a previous PayPal account in America, for example, can they transfer that to a South African one, or would they have to open a brand new account?
You do have to open a brand new PayPal account, verify it, and then go to FNB Online Banking and then transfer money from that account to the PayPal account.
And it goes live from today?
We're speaking 2 minutes past 11, and the techies are yet to give me the thumbs up sign, but it was meant to go live at 11 o'clock.
It's been an incredible journey. How long have you been working at this? Because the rumors have been in the market for a while.
It started nearly 2 years ago with a meeting that Chris Savides, who's one of our youngsters who works at eBucks, had. He said it was his dream to bring PayPal to South Africa. He got the yes answer within 2 minutes. But it was a long and arduous journey. We also had to convince PayPal to make South Africa one of their priority countries. And the fact that we are hosting the 2010 World Cup was one of the factors that swayed it in our favor. And of course, the development work was very intense over the last 6 months. It covers all our systems, from international banking to online banking to eBucks, and of course, the integration with PayPal.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations once again, Michael, and well done. It's a very, very exciting day.
Thank you, Aki.